The Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry is expressing worry over the increasing rate of armed robbery on the highways. According to the chamber, the activities of the robbers are taking a toll on businesses across the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the president of the chamber, Seth Ejeba, said those who take the risk to travel at night or any time of the day end up being attacked, resulting in loss of capital and sometimes life. He spoke to Maxwell Yusufu.
Because of the armed robberies, people find it difficult to travel during the night to come to the capital city to transact business. You know, most of our businesses are transacted in Accra here. So somebody traveling from, let's say, Tamale should set off this evening to be able to get to Accra tomorrow morning. But because of the armed robbery situation, they are not able to do it. It's creating a lot of problems. And those who take the risk to travel and are robbed lose their capital of doing business. So it's costing us a lot by way of doing business. It means that I want to avoid coming in the night. You set off in the morning, come to Accra, spend the night in a hotel if you don't have a relative, which is an extra cost. Then the next morning you stay, do your business, sleep over and do 3 days. Hotel costs and all other things are affecting us. And that is why we are calling on the government to take up the initiative to make sure that the police will be up and doing to help stop this menace on the highways, because it's really affecting a lot of things.
Have you made any representations to the security forces apart from this press release?
A copy has been forwarded to them, and hoping that they will react to that accordingly. For us as business people, we want to have our peace of mind and safety to be able to do our business. We are talking about being secured in Ghana to do our business, and I believe Ghana police has what it takes to stop it. It's not everything that is about logistics, it's about determination to stop it, and I think they are capable of doing it.
How about the chamber also engaging the police, collaborating with them, and then trying to help in terms of logistics, some ideas that can help?
Well, ideas, yes, but in terms of logistics, the business people are paying their taxes and everything for which government is supposed to give us the protection. So if you are calling on us to say come and provide logistics, I don't think that is right. But in terms of ideas for how best we can all build our nation and protect our nation, yes, we can do it. So we think, having put this out there, if they call us, yes, we'll also make the effort to get to them to see how best we can work together. Because about 80% of our businesses are in the SMEs, the small and medium skills. And they are employing most of the people in the country. If they are losing their capital through robbery and other things, then it means that we are going to deploy a lot of people. And it is going to affect the nation. So it's just a simple call for us to be able to do our businesses, to be able to grow and expand our businesses.
President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Seth Ejeba. Meanwhile, the police say they have strengthened highway patrols. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the acting head of Police Public Relations Directorate, DSP Sefazasa, said the IGP has instructed regional police commanders to come out with stringent measures to curb highway robberies. He allayed fears that highway robbery is on the increase.
There have been a few cases of highway robberies recorded of late, but the police have already put out. It doesn't call for alarm. The police have strengthened security on the highways, and we want to believe that we'll be on top on the situation, and we are calling for calm, and that the situation is not people think.
If you say the situation is not as bad as people think, what measures have you rolled out?
We have strengthened security on the highways. In fact, regional, divisional, district commanders have been charged, specifically by the Inspector General of Police and his administration, to institute very stringent measures, very stringent security measures on our highways to prevent highway robberies and other crimes on the highway. We have also realized that they have begun being said something about the call. If you look at what happened about 3 weeks to a month ago, where there were a few robberies on the Insuta Bikin Road and the Tamale Bolga Road, where there were highway routines on hand to foil attempts, you would see that the commanders have really heeded the call and they are up and doing. But we also call for collaboration with members of the public. They should volunteer information to police about criminals' preparedness to strike. Anytime a group of criminals are preparing to strike or they go out striking and they come back, somebody somewhere gets to know about it. this that we are calling for, that people, when they get such information, they should liaise with the police, give the information to us, to enable us to arrest those people, to enable us to prevent them from strike.
On residential robbery, the police say they have reduced. He advised the public to give information to the police.
As far as what we call the residential robbery is concerned, the situation has been drastically reduced, and I think that is the reason why people are trying to turn their attention to the highways. We have instituted very strong measures, security measures, and we have been able to match these robbers for boot, and in most cases overtaking them. So they find the highway robbery very unattractive, very, very unattractive. But this is not to say that once in a while it's not okay. It's very regrettable. But when it occurs, the police will be on hand to foil it. But then we have to be very, very, very circumspect with our security. The general public I'm calling on, they should be very, very circumspect with their security. If they suspect anything that is not usual, they should alert the police. They should put some security measures in place themselves to secure their houses, secure their doors, and prevent any act that could give any clue to any criminal that there is a leeway there for them to operate.
Acting Director of Public Relations, DS.